going on. Well, that's interesting. It's not. Hey, Suzanne. Suzanne, it's not giving me the automatic lead-in music. I'll go down and see if I can find it. Okay, we're having a little anomaly here. We have all kinds of uproars and stuff like that. I can't hear you. Okay, so anyway, let's see here what I got. I have to play the music. Oh, today we have with us a special from the Walt Disney Company, Dr. Ludwig Landry. Yeah. What's the matter with this music? Yeah, what you trying to do? I'm trying to find where we have the lead-in music to the show. Yeah, it's got to be on here somewhere. I have the commercial break. I have Bye-Bye Blackbird. I see you have ads. You have all kinds of good things. Yeah, but I can't find my entrance music. My entrance music that goes in and out and around about.
All right, give me a second.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay, I've got some clever help here. We have some clever helpers. We're going to see how they can get us on board. I didn't see it there. I did not see it on that list. I have all the... They're right there, darling. Look, EAW. Ed August's World. Ed August's World is featured in green. I think between myself and Dr. Drake and my friend Suzanne. Yeah. Oh, there we go. How'd you find that? Bum, 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 bum. Da 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 da.
Welcome to Ed August's World, where Ed parts the veil for us into the worlds of books, history, wisdom, knowledge, philosophy, and metaphysics that have been handed down to us through the centuries from the dawn of time before the digital age. Listen at freedomizerradio.com or edaugustbooks.com. Call in with your thoughts and comments at 319-527-6208. Press 1 to join Ed live on air. And now, here is our host, Ed August.
Here we are in southern Arizona, where it's pressing the 100 mark right now, and pressing it pretty hard. So here we are inside. And, I don't know, I was trying to be a little humorous here at the start of the show, because, it was like Aleister Crowley was very criticized by many people, said he was the most evil person in the world. He was doing magic, black magic, spirit magic, stuff like that. You know, he was only trying to keep up his spirits. That's it. Well, thank you, Dr. Von Drake. Dr. Ludwig Von Drake here just dropped by, and he's dropping in with occasional comments. You like? Are you a fan of Aleister Crowley? Yeah, it's a very interesting person from the English island. Yeah. He lived a while under Mussolini's Italy until Mussolini kicked him out because he was, too evil for even the fascist state. Well, that's what they said anyway. Yeah, Dr. Drake was by earlier at my 11 a.m. show, which was scheduled. Something got in there about graduation. You know, it's graduation time. Of the year. And in fact, there's graduation ceremonies. There were a couple up here for a few young relatives and in-laws and stuff here a couple days ago, and there will be one again day after tomorrow, right? Or tomorrow. When will that graduation be at NAU? At NAU. At tomorrow. At Northern Arizona University.
And there's so many relatives and friends up here that we seem to be going up to Flagstaff every other week, you know, all year long. And Dr. Drake, do you have any advice to give about graduations? No, all you have to do is get your ducks in a row. You get all your ducks in a row and graduate and go on and have a great life. Oh, okay, thank you. Well, thank you, Dr. Drake, and thank you for the Disney Corporation for allowing you to be here today. And so I look forward to having a few call-ins today. You know, we always do better, I think, when people call and, you know, and talk and stuff. In some place here, I've got a little ad that I put on that says, call in our live number. Where is that at? Let me see. I'm trying to find it here. Ain't We Got Fun? It Had to Be You. I've Told Every Little Star. Mad Cyrie. Oh, that's a good one. Pig Ankle Rag. Are you familiar with Pig Ankle Rag? Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Unchained Melody. Oh, my love, my darling. I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. I could have sworn that we had a clickable, a 10 or 11 second clickable that is call in our live number.
Just hit show all.
Show all?
Yeah, and then it's about 5 from the top.
Show all.
To the top.
Back up to the top. This is here. This is where it is. There we are. Let's see. A buffer. Here we are, folks. This is what I was looking for. Take note of this. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Call in our live number at 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to participate on the air.
Now, if we do have callers today, then we have the possibility of doing some tarot card readings. As a matter of fact, here is the tarot. You can probably hear it as I'm shuffling the cards. It's the Waite Rider Tarot, which is a really fine quality deck. That originates from London, from the Ryder Company. And although Pamela Coleman Smith ought to get a lot more press for this deck because she's the one who designed it based on instructions and some preliminary designs by the Golden Dawn's member, spiritualistic intellectual Arthur Edward Waite, as I recall. But anyway, it's a wonderful deck. And then if you don't like that deck, or if we have some extra time or something, I always say we could delve into this other deck of cards that I have, but we never seem to do it. And I don't know why. It's very possible that we could look at this deck. And this is the Ed August deck. It is one that I did when I had some time on my hands in the spring and summer of 1984. And I was hanging around a big university, and I went into the university library, and I started taking pictures of pages of things from mythology and art and stuff that seemed to me to be symbols, you know. There's a word for the kind of symbol I'm thinking about. Symbols that have a veracity and a value seen in the image. Symbols that are, God, I can't think of the word right now. Apocalyptic? No. Anachronistic? No. But symbols that respond, you know, that people respond to when they see them, you know. And anyway, so I got really enthused about this, and I ended up making 340 cards with the photographs glued onto the card deck. Each of the cards is as big as an index card, if you remember what index cards are like. You don't see as many index cards anymore as you used to. But I whittled those down a little bit because some of the symbols I decided I really couldn't work with, or there was something a little outrageous and weird about them, and I couldn't figure out if I could really use them in a tarot type reading. So I whittled the deck down so that it's only 325 cards now. And occasionally I talk about it. Occasionally I start going into the cards and telling you what some of the symbols are. It's a great, you know, way to spend some time because I could go do that and spend 1 minute on each card and be at it for 6 hours or something. So, but no, I don't really want to do that. Wow, my friend here brought me some coffee that would knock your socks off, ladies. This is good stuff. Woo! Wow, I like coffee. I like coffee. I like tea.
But whatever I drink, I like the girls to like me. So this is the Ed August world of books, history, ancient knowledge, world politics, and, of course, metaphysics. So metaphysics is a very broad statement. And I think what I'd like to do to start this off is I'm going to go to do some, not really reviews, but just point out some highlights of recent videos that have been uploaded to YouTube. And, oh boy, the first one I see is like a pop-up. It says, why I never drink fruit juice. Here's why eating too much fruit can cause you to gain weight. Well, I think I know why. I think that fruit is full of sugar, isn't it? It's full of sugar. Fruit has fiber in it also. And, you know, the body turns the sugar into more sugar, and it gets into the adrenal gland. The next thing you know, your liver is going wacky. I'm just making that up. I just made that up. I don't know anything about fruit juice or the liver or anything. But that is by sixpackabs.com. If you want to go there, it's 3 minutes and 37 seconds. So let me see what kinds of YouTube stuff we have on here. I'm going to go to my subscriptions. I think the subscriptions will tell the tale. So let's see what's happening. So we have The War Room with, who the heck is Mark Randazza? Mark Randazza? Ron Gibson, I don't know, we won't go there then. SpaceX Falcon 9 flight and landing, the most powerful rocket. You know, unless this is a rerun of something that happened about 6 months ago, then it looks like they're trying another flight of the SpaceX Falcon 9. Can you do you know if SpaceX Falcon 9 is doing something today, or is this something from the past? Okay, let me go to that and see. No, I don't want it to actually play. I just want to see it. We'll know in a second. Tapping on it right now, the most powerful. Published on 11th May, 2018. First flight and landing. Oh, this is a first flight and landing. Let's see. The U.S. company SpaceX has launched this Friday its new generation rocket Falcon 9 Block 5 on Friday, May 11th. Is today May 11th? It is, isn't it? So that's pretty good. On February 6th, SpaceX launched into space its Falcon Heavy, full of carrying 54 tons in low orbit. That would, we put all our furniture in there, you know? 54 tons. All my books could go in there. All my books could be shot into space and go around and around and around, and we'd make a library out of it or something. A library for astronauts and space aliens. Anybody wants to come and check out one of my books. So on February 6th, this was put into low orbit and described by Elon Musk as the most powerful in the world. Now the company specializing in space flight takes a much more revolutionary shot. I guess there is one going up today. Okay, so enjoy the video. Now I want to see what kind of comments you got, because the thing on YouTube that's kind of nice is almost everybody allows you to see comments. If this was a fake, or if they're talking about the February launch or whatever, then nobody has added a comment yet. That makes me suspicious that maybe this is BS. Are you familiar with the term BS? So, okay, we're going to go on from there and see what else is going on. New Jersey governor signs bill allowing free tuition for illegal immigrants. Well, as August, it's very lucky, very lucky, very fortunate indeed for people who, you know, are from other countries and are not here legally, to be able to go to the school, I guess, of their choice. Maybe this is New Jersey-wide. There's a comment on here. Citizens have to pay for their own and for the illegals. Okay, so citizens, you or me, naturalized citizens or original citizens, you know, that were born here or whatever, we have to basically pay to educate the illegals. Well, maybe all I can say in positive thing is that maybe the illegals need it. Maybe the illegals really need to be educated. You know, hit them over the head with some reading, writing, and arithmetic, and maybe that will be
the positive way to go. RT America, which is actually Russia television that is shown in America. And that always puzzled me. I always wondered how did Russia get so engaged in the American media? Anyway, here's RT America with Iran, North Korea, and Medea Benjamin. I have no idea who Medea Benjamin is. Designated enemy. 6 killed in reported Saudi airstrike near Yemeni capital. Well, there's a war, there's a proxy war, there's things going on in the Middle East, such as the Saudis are, angry at Yemen and the Yemeni government, and it's been toppled and taken over by forces that are in league with and related to the Iranians. So the Iranians are the enemies of the Saudis because, one is Sunni and one is Shiite. There's the two different types of Muslims, and so that's what drives them apart more than anything else. But anyway, so Yemen has been, which is just to the south of Saudi Arabia, has been taken over by forces that are friendly to Iran, and so this makes the Saudis go crazy, and they're, trying to disrupt the Yemen government and stuff. I don't blame them, hey. Well, tsunami, there was a tsunami warning overnight, I guess. Mr. MBB333, who's another one of these publishers here on YouTube, just told us about that there was a tsunami warning for Alaska, etc. But let me see, there's a trick to this somewhere. The tsunami warning was actually fake. It was faked out. A tsunami warning was sent out to residents of Alaska this morning at 7 a.m. He doesn't say anything about it here. But it is fake. There was no tsunami. There was no big earthquake cause a tsunami. Most of these, tsunamis are caused by earthquakes, as you may realize. So, let's see here. Comments. Oh, his audio level was really bad today, so you need to fix your volume. Thanks for all the info. These false alarms are going to cause people to not react when a real alarm sounds off like it. That's right. One of these days, there's going to be a real tsunami from an earthquake in Japan or Kamchatka or someplace out in the Kuril Islands or maybe even on the Pacific coast somewhere. Yeah. It wasn't even a test. They finally said it was a mistake. I'm in Alaska. Okay. This makes 4 altogether. Ponders on what is really going on that we are not able to see. That's right. It's something's going on. Nobody knows exactly who is causing it, but there's been 4 total false alarms, totally false alarms that are putting a lot of people in a deep state of fear. I think the worst one was in Hawaii, where it was not a tsunami warning, it was a missile warning. It was like an incoming missile warning, which they assumed had to do with North Korea. Oh, my goodness, and there's also all this unpredictable weather, huh? Yeah, so many false alarms that when a legitimate disaster happens, no one will take it seriously. Yeah. Well, anyway, so sometimes it's good. Testing. Sorry. No test. Mistake. Yeah. Chemtrail by a hell out of northeastern Lowell, Michigan. Well, people are upset with chemtrails, too. It's like, why are there these chemtrails? What is causing all these, planes to crisscross and dump their toxic chemicals into the air? I'm not I'm not a person who's looking for conspiracy. You don't have to look for conspiracy. You can see the crazy stuff going on all across the country. Let's see. Did you see that small quake off to the opposite side of Hawaii? It looks like more magma may be flowing into the main chambers. Yeah. So magma flows from below, goes up into this very high island of the big island of Hawaii, which includes volcanoes Mauna Loa, Mauna Kea, and Kilauea down in the southeast part of it. And so Kilauea has been active for about 30 years or more. And as a matter of fact, I can remember that in the late 70s, I was flying to Hawaii, and we got warnings, it's going to be a little smoggy over there because of the air I didn't really notice it because we went to Honolulu and Waikiki, and the wind is generally from the west. So, you know, with the wind coming from the west and the Big Island being about 200 miles away, maybe more, then it's not, there was no problem. But I would hate to be downwind of that terrible outflow of gases and stuff that's coming from the vents in the Big Island. There's like 12 new vents that have opened up and very slowly rolling around this Leilani development, which is like, I guess, suburban development. And some people are being hit with lava, and other people are miraculously, you know, surviving. The lava is going right around them. it's not coming up where they are. And it's a waiting game for a lot of these people to see whether house and furniture and everything. There's usually not enough time for these people to move stuff out. So, you know, they just take their most valuable small possessions and paperwork and, you know, debit cards and a purse and, you know, whatever. But you can't take out a chaise lounge, you know. You can't take out a couple of king-size beds out of there. Besides, where are they going to go with it? The whole island is volcanic, you know. I love Hawaii. I was up on Haleakala on Maui, I guess 30 years ago, you know. It's just beautiful. It's touted as the best place to see a dawn and a sunrise from the rim of Haleakala. And they have a plant there. I can't remember the name of the plant now, but it's like something between a cactus and an orchid, right? And it's got one of these things that blooms every 100 years, I guess, you know. But, yeah, some kind of, you know, survival botanical, you know, surprise that you can only find in that one location on the planet. I also, with some family friends, drove around Maui, past, you know, going from the west coast of Maui up the middle and then all around the edge of the volcano from the north side of the island to the east side of the island. And the road, I think it ended shortly after a little town of Hana, H-A-N-A. And Hana is known for its seven sacred pools. You know, I mean, you could look far and wide in Arizona and California, and you're not going to find seven sacred pools, but you can in Hawaii. So when I was there, there had been a rainstorm the day or two before, and so the seven sacred pools were brown as a jar of peanut butter. You know, it was just brown water coming down through. That didn't stop people from jumping in and stuff. But if I jump in and my head's going to be underwater, I don't want to get any of that muck in my eyes, you know. That could be even dangerous. So instead, we kind of walked around and sat there. Right next to Seven Sacred Pools is just jungle, this jungle. And you go into the jungle about 10 or 20 feet, and these big stalks of different plant life and bananas and mangoes and papayas and all that kind of stuff, you know. And all of a sudden, you hear... And you look and you see something, you know, whirring and flying. It's like you think, whoa, that's a weird-looking bird, you know. And actually what it is, it's like a cockroach. They have these flying cockroaches. And now presenting, for your pleasure, from, you know, I was going to say Mandalay Bay. That is not funny. I was going to say the Caesar's Palace now presents the flying cockroaches. And, yeah, so these flying cockroaches, they appeared to be like 4 or 5 inches long. And they just, you know, you just don't want to go too far in there. It's like I've seen at least one woman who saw those flying cockroaches say, "Oh, let me get out of here. I'm out of here. That's it. But, you know, the seven sacred pools are very refreshing, and it's nice to watch. The water actually flows from one pool to another one, down the hillside, you know, until it disappears off the edge there into the sea. So somebody could go on a nice long swim if they wanted to, you know, going up and down. Yeah, I kind of miss it. I have not been there for a long time. I think what I miss is going out with, you know, like a snorkel and a face mask and kicking around and looking down at the spiny sea urchins and stuff like that. Oh, I ran into quite an interesting creature at Honolulu. Honolulu is a bay on the north edge of the island of Maui. And I was just there with a couple of people. I wanted to go out and snorkel on beautiful water for it. And so, yeah, I snorkel and look down at all the sea life. And, you know, you literally can chase a school of fish if you want to. Beautiful tropical fish of all kinds. But when I was coming back to shore, and I was still swimming, but with my face mask, I could see where I was going. And it was like the water was only about 2 feet deep. And I was just about to get up. And then I see there's like a little hole to my right. And there's an eel, a moray eel or electric eel, poking about a third of its body out of that hole. And its jaws were kind of going up and down. I guess it was just breathing the air, maybe tasting the water to see if there was anything, any delicacy around there that it could, you know, bite into. But, yeah, I have high respect for moray eels and especially electric eels. And so I didn't go right back in at that point. From that point, you know, I'd go in maybe someplace else or whatever. But it was kind of nice. And, you know, you got the flippers, you know, and you got the mask on, and the mask has that little, oh, I don't know what you call that thing, a little pipe or something there. So you put your face under the water, but you can still breathe very well. And it's so tempting to just go out there just past where waves are breaking. And then, you know, then what you get up and down, you go up and down maybe at 3 to 5 feet between the waves. And yet you can look down and see the sea life. And I saw a fish there that I didn't know about. It was as big enough to be a dolphin or maybe a shark. And I thought, maybe that's enough. You know, so I let the next wave, I caught the next wave and let it carry me in to shore. And, you know, but that was nice. Another nice place on Maui that I liked is the west side of Maui has a funny thing there. There's an island off of the southwest shore of Maui, a few miles offshore, maybe 5 miles offshore. I believe it's called Kahulawi. Wow, I haven't seen or heard that name in like 30 years. But anyway, it was, and probably still is, a Navy gunnery range. So, you know, you can be there relaxing on the beach, having a cocktail, kicking back, having, you know, some mahi-mahi or something like that. Or just going in the water. And all of a sudden you're boom, 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 you know. And they're somebody says, they're just bombing Kahulawi again, you know. So, yeah, it's a fun island. And there's Lahaina on the northwest side. And there's a small town. There's another city behind, or just either before or after Lahaina. Lahaina is the old seaport. The old seaport where the whalers used to stop. And, you know, I remember coming close to the water. And the water's pretty deep right there where the piers, you know, meet the edge of the road there. It looks like it's 20 feet deep, and it's this beautiful bluish-green color, and then you look out across it, it's even more green, and green color is so intense. It just really makes you want to just jump in and enjoy yourself. And people do that, too. One of the other things about Maui that I liked was right in the middle of the island, right in the middle, is a national park, or maybe it's a state park. I don't know. I can't remember the name of the park right now. But it's on the highway that goes north-south to the very middle of the island. And there is a view there of Iao Needle. It's letters Iao, that's a word, Iao Needle. And the reason they call it a needle is because it's very steep and very narrow. And it looks like you just almost kick it over, except it's 1,000 feet high, you know. And I was out there one night on that bridge, the bridge that goes across that little rushing stream, and the water is white water, you know, because it's very forceful water. And it hadn't rained in days, so I don't know where all the water came from. And it was just after dark, and they had closed the park, and we had actually snuck in. It was a young lady and I had just snuck in through the little chinks in the gate, really, and walked around. We got to the middle of that bridge and just feasted ourselves there in the early evening, and the IAO needle was very visible. It was like reflecting moonlight or starlight or something like that, and, you know, with the white water underneath, and just, it was just a perfect tropical moment, you know, something that you would not likely find if you were living in Indiana, you know, or Kentucky or something like that. So that was a lot of fun. Lots of fun on these trips. But now, how did I get into this? Okay, so we were talking about, I guess mainly we were talking about the, well, this is a fake story, tsunami warning Alaska. There was no tsunami anywhere near Alaska. There was no earthquake this morning. But there's like at least a dozen vents with lava coming up on the big island. So that can't be good. That can't be good. Let's see if there's another story, huh? Raw video. SpaceX launches upgraded rocket. This is from KPIX, CBS affiliate in San Francisco Bay Area television, 21 minutes ago. So that actually happened. That actually happened. It's a 3-minute and 24-second video. So it's not just a tape. It's not just a tape of the February, you know, launch of this of the SpaceX. Well, let's see what else we can find here. This 2018 Honda Accord Sport is a stirring sedan. Now, how come this is on Fox News? Fox News has a so-called, you know, YouTube video here about the Honda Accord. I don't know, that doesn't sound quite. So, yeah, it's like a commercial. That's all that is. Maxine Waters meltdown on the House floor. So I heard something about this earlier, that Maxine Waters had said she doesn't want to be in a country that has been made great again or something, you know, kind of like poking at Donald Trump's Make America Great Again. But I don't know. I think that she's a little long in the tooth there. I think she's been around a long time, just long enough for her to get elected out, you know, and not be the representative from California. California is so screwed up right now. It is just unbelievable. BP Earth launch. What else? Will crypto keep crashing? Well, crypto, such as Bitcoin, was up to like in the mid-9,000s, like even yesterday morning or whatever. And now, in the space of 24 hours, it's gone down, 600 or 700 points? And, you know, people panic about it. I have a feeling that Bitcoin is being totally manipulated. The price is being manipulated by traders or by billionaires. And, you know, they sort of let it go up. They let it go up to 9,000 or 10,000 or 11,000. And then they crash it. I guess there must be some kind of equivalent of a sell short. Or maybe they just sell all their existing Bitcoin at that price. And it goes down to, you know, 6,000 or 7,000. And then guess what? Then they buy in again. And as they buy in again, the price goes up because these are heavy hitters. These are not the dweebs and, you know, speculators and stuff that we see on YouTube. They're basically guys. They're just basically guys and women that are, you know, that like Bitcoin and whatever. No, these are people that want to manipulate the price. They want to make the market. You know how in the stock market they always call about the market makers, the people that make the market. So this is what you got here with Bitcoin. Now, I heard today that it wasn't just Bitcoin that was up and down.
Monero?
How about Ethereum and stuff like that?
It's
too bad. It's too bad. Now, I can go to another site here, another little app that I have that'll give us some ideas about crypto. Okay. I just clicked on cryptocurrencycharts.com and just want to see what's going on there. So right now Bitcoin is 8,405. Yeah, it's down like 1,000 points from yesterday. Ethereum is 671. Ripple is 6. Time to buy. Well, I think some people would do well with that, yeah. Because you have two or three you know, people who really are into Bitcoin, very knowledgeable people. Who's that guy who?
Tone
Days? No. The actual guy who developed the No, listen. The guy that we don't like too much because he's kind of nasty, but
Roger, he didn't develop it.
No. The one who has an antivirus system named McAfee. Well, what's McAfee? Is it John McAfee?
Yeah.
John McAfee was saying, you know, Bitcoin is going to reach $100,000 this year, or he will blank his blank. And it was pretty lurid and unnatural. And it sounded like it might even be painful what he was vowing to do if Bitcoin did not, you know, break through this, whatever it was, right? Let me see. I've been doing some work lately on Steemit, and I got to see if Steemit is somewhere on here too. Steemit and Steam. Steam actually might be what I'm looking for. Let's see. Steam went down to $2.77. It was over $4 about 2 days ago. It was over $4. That's probably down like $1.50 or something like that. That's too bad. I've been publishing stuff on Steam under Ed August on Steam. Why? Because there is a potential to make money on Steam. If I was to put up YouTube videos, you know, or tweet, where I have about almost 2,000 followers on Twitter, any of that I do, that's on me, you know. If I put a Facebook post or video or whatever on there, then I have no way to monetize that. There's no way that I'm going to make any money out of anything that I put on Facebook or Twitter or their competitors. But Steemit has a method by which people can curate other people's posts, and they can approve of them. They can pay a little bit. They can follow somebody. You can get followers out there and stuff. Just like you can have followers on Twitter or Facebook, of course. But this time, when you get enough followers, you start having people, you know, give you a little bits of cash every time that you post something that they like. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Steam, actually, let's see. I'm going to get off of the crypto thing and get back to my DuckDuckGo search engine. Some people use Google, but I've been using DuckDuckGo. It doesn't track me. It doesn't, you know, look to see what kind of commercials it can send me, you know. Let me see. So what did I want to look at on here? Steam. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I forgot what it was I was looking for. So I'll bail out of DuckDuckGo. Let me see. I'll come back to YouTube, and maybe I can be more logical here. Report shows more illegal immigrants are in ICE custody. So ICE is getting more serious about stopping the incoming illegals. Let's see. We'll keep going. Trump unveils sweeping plan to lower prescription drug costs. How is that going to do that? Because there's generic drugs, you know, but not every drug wants to be a generic. Not every drug manufacturer wants to go generic. So let's see, here's something about North Korea, denuclearization, etc. Okay, this is all well and good. I was surprised that Trump is going to see Kim Jong-un in Singapore, because, you know why? Because Singapore was the place where Kim Jong-un's younger brother, was assassinated by a couple women that had that nasty whatever stuff it was that they had on their hands, and they got that on him, and he quickly passed away. And then they all went to court and blah, blah, blah. But is Kim Jong-un really thinking about all the possibilities? What if he comes back to Singapore and the district attorney over there arrest him for the death of his brother? I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen, but you know, it's possible, man. The Money GPS has a new video for Argentina's currency is becoming worthless. Well, how the heck did that happen? I know a lady friend who's from Argentina, loves Argentina, spent most of her life in Argentina, and now Argentina's currency is becoming worthless. The title of this is Argentina Currency is Crashing. How long until we... Oops, I just pushed the wrong button here. There's an incoming call, but I can't do anything about it. So that's too bad. Let me alert my friend. Suzanne? Hello? You had a call from Teresa. Okay, no big deal. So anyway, so here we are. And still going at it. Let me see. I pushed some buttons. I hope I didn't push myself right off the air. No, we're still on the air. So, yeah, I don't know what's happening in Argentina. Argentina, Venezuela. How long until we see wheelbarrows of cash? Wow, that's scary, huh? When there's like a hyperinflation. Take advantage of rising gold prices. There's gold prices are going up. I didn't know that. I thought gold and silver were both being suppressed. Which is cheaper, buying or renting a house? Okay, so that might be interesting if you're interested in that kind of thing. Next Mars rover will have helicopter companion. What the hell is that all about? It's from Video from Space is the name of the site. The next Mars rover will have a helicopter companion. That's pretty cool. So they'll have something on the ground and they'll have a helicopter. Do they need a helicopter companion? Maybe if they want to go down into a canyon or deep inside a crater or something like that, looking for water or whatever. Let's see. The FBI hit a mole in the Trump campaign. That doesn't surprise me at all. That's the kind of stuff that the FBI is doing these days. Freedom Friday exposes InfoWars. Q exposes InfoWars. And Jerome Corsi? That's funny. We don't know who Q is. We don't know if Q is just... Q could be a joke. Q keeps coming up with lists of names and weird stuff and stuff, and people are like mesmerized by Q, and I can't even, nobody even knows who Q is. Why should you, you know? There might have been a Q that was taken over by some other person, and now they're going to say a bunch of crap, you know, just because they can. Gee, I wish that I missed, that I hadn't missed the rocket launch, the most powerful and popular rocket ever. Now, that was 43 minutes ago, right when we were coming on the air. There was the launch of that rocket. So let's see. Am I seeing the same stories again and again and again? Maxine Waters, we talked about her. President Trump. Q drops the bomb on Alex, Roger, and Corsi. That's baloney. I don't think that there's any reason that this informer named Q would, quote, drop the bomb on any of these people related to that same movement. Why would they? Why would they do that? That's crazy. Okay, let's see. The Iran-Israel situation, what's going on? So Iran evidently, fired like 50 rockets into Israel, and then Israel responded. And so, everybody's holding back. Nobody wants to go into a, world-class war over it and stuff. So I think the power is always trying to balance in the Middle East, you know. Susan Rice, we remember her, tries to bash Trump. She calls him a wrecking ball in chief, Well, he's wrecking stuff. Some of the stuff he's wrecking is pretty good. Spying. Talking about Trump's plan to fire Mueller, Rosenstein, and Sessions on the Alex Jones channel. It's 11 minutes and 22 seconds. Well, at this point, I think everybody at the top end of the FBI and the Justice Department is, attacking Trump, holding back, the government. wanting to, evidently wanting to get him into a jam where he would be impeached. It's just kind of sad. It's kind of sad because nobody has been able to figure out anything really criminal that Trump has done. Nothing criminal. Well, you know, then you can't really find an excuse to get rid of him. Let's see, Judicial Watch. Half of all Americans live in sanctuary cities. That's right. And Judicial Watch fights to end sanctuary policies. I didn't like what happened to Kate Steinle in San Francisco on the pier where the undocumented migrants who had been in and out and in and out and in and out of the country keep throwing them out. He keeps coming back. Where he shot her dead with her father, you know, right next to her in his arms. Very sad. Help me, Dad. Help me, Dad. And then she died. So that just made me furious. Did not it make you furious, too, when the district attorney did not push for, you know, making it a little, you know, high-class crime with a real, you know, penalty? And this guy was just not even manslaughter, just, possession of a weapon or something like that. Just disgusting. Just disgusting. That happened in San Francisco. I would say I love San Francisco. I spent 10 years in San Francisco. But from that Kate Steinle decision, I don't think it's safe or, you know, warranted that anybody go to San Francisco or spend any money there, you know, under the city that they have there. You know, it's likely that you might be assaulted by a illegal alien, an undocumented alien, and that you end up in jail or something, you know, because let's say you're white, let's say that you're, you know, a Christian white person or something like that, and it's just that they don't put up with people like that. They put up with and desire people who are illegals, who come over, who commit crimes, who go out and come back again. Maybe they're kicked out of the country once or twice. They keep coming back. That is what the Democrats in California want. There's no argument about it. And that's why there's about more than 20 cities now in Southern California, and I think one or two in Northern or Central California that are fighting back and going to court and suing Sacramento over some of these policies, like the sanctuary state policy. Maybe you can have cities that can become sanctuary cities, maybe, but can you really offer an entire state to be a sanctuary for undocumented aliens and therefore, you know, criminals and five-time losers and people who pick up a gun and shoot down young girls in cold blood? Here's one by Audible484, and it is, YouTube is shutting down weed channels, ? And it's just a 5-minute video. The guy looks like he's high. He's got these huge eyeballs and his eyebrows are, you know, up in the air and stuff. But I don't know, you must have some evidence of that YouTube is shutting down weed channels, which is too bad in a way because, you know, there's like weed or medical marijuana. There's medical marijuana and there's also recreational marijuana. And this is like, you know, it's coming on. There's more of it. Colorado, California, Washington, Oregon. I mean, it's becoming more and more common. And I don't know what gives YouTube the idea that they should shut down channels about weed. Unless they're saying, hey, I've got some weed, come on over, I'll sell it, blah, blah, blah. Well, then, you know, maybe they could quibble with it. Unless it's being done responsibly from weed outlets, you know. Let's see. Livestream Mark Dice. That's kind of odd. He's a comedian. Report shows no illegal alien. We saw that. I'm seeing some of these stories go around here again and again and again. Yeah, I think I should probably get off these headlines. These headlines are corrupted because I've seen these stories too many times already. So what are some of the stations, I mean, some of the channels on YouTube that are kind of fun? Let me click on all, and it'll show me the whole playlist on it. Let me go to some at the bottom here that, you know, haven't been to for a long time and see what it is. Massaman, M-A-S-A-M-A-N, is a guy who looks into the genealogy of the ethnic groups around the world. The strange history behind the Balkan Slavs. Who are the Nilots? Tallest, darkest, and thinnest people, I guess, of Africa. What if sub-Saharan Africa became a single country? Okay, so they're showing, what that would look like. The Druze, the Mormons of the Middle East. I don't know how you could compare the Druze with the Mormon. I'm sure that they don't have a Mormon religion. Here's one. It's 10 minutes and 59 seconds. It's called The Germans of Latin America. Yeah, I think of First World War, Second World War, very often I believe that Germans, ethnic Germans, came to places like Argentina and Brazil and Paraguay and Bolivia and places like that and settled. Modern South Arabians, a demographic something, dot, 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 dot. What on earth happened to the Majapahit Empire? I don't even know where the Majapahit Empire was. The world's weirdest alternate history scenario. How the Taiwanese Aborigines shaped modern Asia. What on earth happened to the Aztecs? The Aztecs. Well, the Aztecs went off the map when they were basically conquered by the conquistadors. Who are the people of Kashmir? Who lives at the South Pole? The demographics of Antarctica. Are you kidding me? So, I don't know. I think it's mostly researchers, right, from different countries that live in Antarctica, but I wouldn't call it the South Pole. What on earth happened to the Phoenicians? You remember the Phoenicians, the sea traders that lived around from the Levant west to Gibraltar and all around the Mediterranean. But at some point, I think maybe around the point where the Roman Empire conquered all these lands, well, they just disappeared. The world's strangest ethnic enclaves. The Sinicization of Southeast Asia. Regions of the world that were a different race and have changed. Approximate 2018 ethno-racial census of the world. Okay, so it's kind of fun if you like that. The peculiar origin of the Horn of Africa nations. Okay, interesting. So that's Massaman. He's sort of down at the bottom of my list because I don't go there very often, but, you know, it's fun. We're down here again. I go down to the bottom of this list. It keeps taking me up to the top of the list when I'm finished. SF Gate. Okay, that has to do with stories, new stories that are taking place in the San Francisco Bay Area. And they're usually, you know, I don't think that they're too provocative. I think that they are good stories. I don't think that they're trying to bullshit us with stories about what's happening in the San Francisco area. Flaring at the Chevron refinery. Well, I think a lot of people in the San Francisco area would love to get rid of all these refineries and, you know, and stuff, but so they come up with stories like flaring. Oh, yeah, you can see that there's flaring going on, so where flames are coming up through the smokestacks and stuff that they have. It's not a big deal, I don't think. It's not a big deal. Giants start rolling. Okay, well, they better start rolling. It's already in the middle of May. Robot cats. Oh, wow, okay. So here's a woman with a robot cat, and it looks very much like a toy. It does not look like a real cat at all. A day at the Vintage Paper Fair. Oh, okay. So this was somewhere in San Francisco area. Oh, it was just 4 months ago, so it was like maybe, what would that make it, in January? And here's a series of magazines, magazine covers that famous people on them. Magazines like Jackie Cooper and Peck's Bad Boy, a whole magazine devoted to that. Sequoia Magazine. Well, what's that got in there? Big trees, I guess. Oakland Hills Fire. Well, wait a second. The Oakland Hills Fire was years ago. This says 4 months ago. San Francisco movies that make the city look good. So, for an example, they have one of the movies of, what do you call those movies where the apes take over? Planet of the Apes, right? It's basically a Planet of the Apes movie, but here's apes that are on the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't know. I've never been keen on the Planet of the Apes thing here. Let's see. An aerial view of the Tubbs Fire 7 months ago. Well, we can't do much about the Tubbs Fire now. Raiders shortened practice due to air quality. Well, this happened 7 months ago, so. Yeah, air quality has been going down a little bit in the Bay Area. Of course, the Raiders are moving to Las Vegas, I believe. So, you know, Raiders practice despite heavy smoke. 7 months ago. The smoke must have been from all those fires that were taking place in the areas of Northern California, maybe 50 or 100 miles away from San Francisco. And that was those terrible fires, just terrible. Let's see. Protesters clash at Free Speech Week. Yeah, when I was in the Bay Area as a child and teenager, and, you know, there was some, you know, people were talking, always talking about the free speech movement that was going on in Berkeley, where they were, you know, trying to get the ability to talk about anything, to not be censored, to, you know, not be booted off campus for using a four-letter word or an expletive or something like that. And, of course, now, 40 years later, 50 years later, it's completely changed. That's the standard, is kind of dirty speaking and stuff like that in writing. But, you know, what now they're after is people have different views of truth, of what is the truth, you know, compared to what other people believe. Lightning strikes west of Twin Peaks. Okay, officers shot in Sacramento. Just looking. Eclipse. Well, yeah, if you put a bandage over your eyes, you won't see anything, really. Other sports stories. So that is SFGate, just the letters S, F, and G. So that is some pretty good stories, isn't it? And there's also something here. It's similar, and that's a KPIX CBS San Francisco Bay Area. And that has, well, I don't want to say similar stories, but it definitely has more coverage of things that are going on just if, you know, you're in the Bay Area. Oh, 4 hours ago, weasels rescued from trail on the peninsula. Oh, little weasels. They look like they need their mom. They're like babies, baby weasels. So, you know, how can they help these baby weasels get back on the track, you know? Probably cannot reunite them with the mom, but somebody can, you know, take a little eyedropper or something and feed them that way. Yes, it's kind of, you know, lots of stories here, lots of stories. I can't begin to tell you all the stories. The Still Report, Fox News, the Report of the Week. I watched some of the Report of the Week last night. Beepa, beepa, my thoughts on Little Caesars. That was 2 days ago. It's a 15-minute piece where the Report of the Week, that's his name, and he's a well-to-do person living somewhere in Florida. He goes out and brings home food. He's got 3 days ago he did this one on Little Caesars, and a week ago he did one called How Cheesy is Pizza Hut's Double Cheesy Crust Pizza? So that one's 13 minutes long. Any other? Firing it up with Burger King's Spicy Chicken Nuggets. Pardon me. Is McDonald's garlic white cheddar burger really that bad? I think what I've seen him do is he's, the ones I've seen, he's in favor of a lot of stuff that comes out of Taco Bell. He seems to want to go to Taco Bell every 2 or 3 days. Well, God bless him, you know, I mean, you know, yeah, sure, why not? Go to Taco Bell. Enjoy yourself. Mm. For me, there'd be a little too much cheap Mexican food, you know, if I went to Taco Bell that often. But on one of these, he was touting their cheese burrito. And he says, is it worth the buck? Well, it's a cheese burrito. There's some beans in there, some rice in there, and there's a lot of melted cheese. He really likes the melted cheese. He says you can practically inhale this burrito, you know. And the thing is, it's a small burrito, but it only costs a buck. It only costs a dollar. So he says, you know, if you like cheddar cheese, or no, not cheddar cheese, some kind of cheese. If you like cheese, you know, then you might really like this burrito. Let's see. And some of them are, oh, my full analysis of Little Caesar's stuffed crust pizza. That's a month ago. That's 12 minutes and 44 seconds. Is Burger King's spicy crispy chicken sandwich, ... I'm not sure what he says, but he does not generally like too much Burger King. He doesn't generally like McDonald's, and he's had lots of problems with KFC. And he wanted to review a KFC product, he went to his favorite KFC place, and it was closed. They had just closed down the business. He said, well, I still want to try this product out. So he drove to where he knew there was another KFC, like 3 miles away, and that one was closed too. And so he made a video about that. You know, what's the matter with KFC? Are they that bad that, you know, they're closing to the left and closing to the right? He has other things like, is Starbucks cherry mocha the perfect Valentine's gift? That was 2 months ago. Saturday live stream, I eat a giant gummy bear. So it's a live stream. It's an hour and 39 minutes long. And you see him sipping on what could be a soda or a milkshake. And he's got this giant gummy bear that's bigger than his hand. And I would be frightened. I would be frightened of a gummy bear that's like bigger than my hand. And you know, you can only take a little tiny piece of it at a time. Yeah. Are Taco Bell's nacho fries worth the hype? And will Burger King redeem themselves with, what if he's holding out the food there? He's very funny. He's always wearing a three-piece, well, 80% of the time. 80% of the time he's wearing a three-piece suit. 10 or 15% of the time he's taken off the jacket and you just see him with the tie. 0% of the time, 0% of the time do you see him in a shirt, you know, like just a T-shirt or something. If you ever see him in a shirt, it's going to be a collared shirt. It's not going to be some kind of T-shirt or anything like that. How about his live Peppermint Twinkie review and random talk? Believe it or not, he spent 1 hour and 15 minutes talking about reviewing a Peppermint Twinkie. So can't imagine. He's a funny guy. I would easily, if I was in a bad mood about anything, you know, then I would love to just watch one of these shows. Also, you know, if a person gets depressed, sometimes they don't have an appetite, right? They don't have an appetite. Depression sets in. Very bad for people to be that way. So, but if you watch some of these, like Krispy Kreme limited edition gingerbread donuts, wow. Gingerbread donuts with icing. He talks about Krispy Kreme limited edition gingerbread donuts for 12 minutes and 29 seconds. And, you know, if it brings you some appetite, it might also improve your mood. So, finally, here's his Burger King, Flamin' Hot, Mac and Cheetos, macaroni and Cheetos. I don't understand that one. I just don't understand. Sbarro, New York style pepperoni pizza. I bet he likes that. That's pretty good. I know they make it pretty good at Sbarro's. Oh, dear Lord. So I'm going to go from that channel. Just burning some time here until I can start another section. Here's a guy named Stixhexenhammer666. And this is a guy who is tall and lean. He looks like he's in his mid-20s. And he has hair down to his chest. And he has a naked chest because he likes to wear a leather jacket. And so I would say 9 out of 10 of his videos, he's wearing a leather jacket and no shirt. And he's kind of a countercultural kind of guy. He definitely comes across like a pagan. And at one point he said something on here. I'm sure he has some kind of video about having at one time been interested in Satanism. But he got out of that almost immediately. But he still has stuff like the occult, video number 182, significant occult literature. But then he also has stuff like Karl Marx did not understand human nature. And we even saw a garden video the day before yesterday. He did his garden update. And he must be someplace up in the northern tier of states where, the snow has just melted, basically, and the first little tiny plant life is showing, above the edge of the earth. Are you going? Okay. God, I wish there was some way I could get some potato chips, but I guess I'm just going to have to suffer. I have my friend is going away for a couple days, and I do not have a supply of potato chips here. I didn't mean to for that to become a topic of the day, but, it's funny how people have their predilections and their hobbies and their favorite foods and snack items and stuff. And for me, I've always liked barbecue chips. And now we've entered the 21st century, and now I can get sriracha chips and honeydew melon chips and,
all kinds of.
Microwave chip maker, that would be nice. No, I was kidding about honeydew melons, but there's all kinds of different flavors of chips, especially at a place here called Sprouts. And Sprouts is, as you can tell from the name, more health-related. It's competing with Whole Foods. I don't know how well they're competing with Whole Foods, but they do pretty well. And they've got this amazing potato chip department. You go down one aisle and there's, your potato chips. And they have different potato chips in different colored bags marked with different, and it's like, sea salt chips are number one. And maraschino flavored chips are number two. And garlic flavored chips are number three. And boysenberry chips, with wine sauce are chips number four. Remember? I'm kidding. They're not that abnormal. I just can't remember the names of some of these that they have. But they do have a sriracha chip, and they have sea salt, and they have, all kinds of different spices. And some are like red hot, and stuff. But I just love it. All these chips, all these different chips, and there's like 10 or 12 different kinds of chips are all available for $1.99 each, which is cheaper than the Lay's products, The Lay's chips, which I think have been very, very highly processed. So this is a health food store, guys. Sprouts is kind of a healthy kind of a place. So these don't have as many, fiendish ingredients as you're going to get from the Frito-Lay company. And I don't know. But anyway, so just thinking about that. And my friend is going out of town, and she's taking the car. So I will not be able to avail myself of any chips tonight because she's leaving in about, I guess, a half an hour or so. Let's see what's going on. Here's a very odd site. It's called the B1M. B1M is the name of the site. Starts up with the world's highest hotels. That's 2 days ago. Manhattan's modern masterpieces. It's a week ago. Top 10 largest cities by 2013. 1,000 museum building an exoskeleton. An exoskeleton for a museum. Salesforce Tower building San Francisco's vertical. I'm not really sure, but that's the tallest building in San Francisco. And I think it's within 50 feet of being the tallest building on the West Coast, west of Chicago anyway. But and they've always got something going in Los Angeles. San Francisco and Los Angeles, as you know, are amazing rivals. And even when it comes to who has the prettiest skyline, who has the tallest buildings, and we'll just have to see what happens. Building the world's tallest atrium. Why construction needs the best young talent. Okay, that's good. The top five Herzog and de Meuron buildings. Herzog and de Meuron, I guess it's an architectural company. The world's largest domes. Hey, that's pretty cool. By all means, let's have more domes and larger ones. The world's most expensive skyscrapers. Bridges spanning three centuries of engineering. Okay. Oh, okay, because I kind of like this. I kind of like skyscrapers and anything having to do with cities and stuff, you know. That's kind of fun. Videos from space. Now, where's the Catwoman on here? There's a woman. I call her a Catwoman. You know, I have CBC News here, the National. So it's the National for Thursday, May 10, 2018 is the last one in here. They don't have the one for May 11th yet. It's about 90 minutes, I think, long, isn't it? The National is the Canadian National News. So, oh well. So they've got all kinds of stories. I'm very controversial. There we go. Oh, solar panels are now mandatory on new homes in California. Well, actually, I'm kind of in favor about that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Let there be more solar panels. When I was in the Las Vegas area, I moved in there in 1999. Okay, so there I was in 1999. And I looked into solar panels, and there was about 15 companies locally or, you know, with 800 numbers, you know, where you could avail yourself of solar panels. And then I didn't look again until about 2007. So it's like about 8 years later. And now there are only like 8 companies. You know, 15 or 20 companies have been whittled down to like 8 companies. It was not getting, you know, I mean, companies were merging and going out of business and everything. So never did get solar, but that would have been nice. At one point, could have got solar. And then they passed some kind of legislation that was sponsored by the electric companies, you know, generating power, where they would not have to pay the so-called consumer that had solar power. They would not have to pay him back if they used his solar power, but took it off his grid and used it, like bought it from him. They would not have to pay the rates. They would pay a tiny, tiny fraction of what they were paying for this energy. So they were just trying to cheat and get the lowest cost and really screw over the people that had installed solar in an attempt to become energy free. Well, you know, you think about it, why should a solar company want anyone to be free of, you know, and get their energy basically for free because of solar and stuff that they put on their homes. So a lot of people, when that happened and they realized that they weren't going to be able to sell their electricity back to the power grid, you know, why bother? You know, so they took down their solar and they never put up their solar. So this thing saying solar power and panels are now mandatory on new homes is kind of, I think it's a little deceiving. Israel and Iran trade missile strikes. That's on CBC in Syria. Well, that is dangerous. That's not good. But I don't think either of them want to start an actual war. You know, they're kind of like slapping each other around a little bit with these missile strikes, but they're not really bombing the snot out of each other, you know, not really. Trying to recycle everything comes at a high cost. Okay. So there's an anti-recycling thing? That's kind of odd. North Korea frees three U.S. citizens ahead of a pivotal meeting. Yeah, that was a tremendous coup by Trump. I mean, this photo that comes from the National shows the three Koreans, and they're shaking the hands of, that's Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State. Is that Trump in the picture? Is he in the background? If that's Trump, he's in the background, and he's as though he wasn't part of this deal. But this is amazing that they were able to do that. Just amazing that they were able to get these three Americans, and they do look like Korean Americans or Asian Americans, you know, released and brought back to the United States. That was awesome. So 416, we're exactly halfway through our show, and what I'd like to do is find where I have a link on here that can take you to some of our music, can't really call it music. I'm going to go down here. I've got to find Ed Spoof. You know, they have some great Ed Spoofs on here that I have not really, used. This is pretty cool. I have always liked this particular ad. I don't know why. It's not to a real company or anything, but it's fun as hell.
Ay, 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 le chupacabra, por qué?
Are you tired of losing your herd of goats to the chupacabra? Are you worried about how you're going to eat because your goats were viciously ravaged? Call SNL Chupacabra Insurance today. SNL provides fast, speedy claims in the event of your goat farm being destroyed. Low rates, fast service, and professional attitude is what makes SNL your choice for Chupacabra Insurance. Call 855-CHUPA-NO today. 855-CHUPA-NO for a free rate quote. SNL Chupacabra Insurance, just in case the Chupacabra comes.
Ay, 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 le Chupacabra.
I don't know. I'd be terrified of the Chupacabra if it was there. You know, there was one, my most popular YouTube video was done in about 2009 or 2010, and it featured myself and my friends in a house up in the highlands of the east side of Tucson, Arizona, and they were we heard this really bizarre noise, this bizarre animal noise that I can't really repeat right now, but that was just amazing. And that could have been a chupacabra. I've had like 1,000 people send messages with their idea of what it could possibly be, what could possibly be, what kind of creature it is. And it's had like over 100,000 views, I believe. I never could make any money off it because people don't make money off these YouTube videos these days, in any case. Here I have a few commercials, a little commercial break. I'll be right back. Thanks so much.
Are you looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are 7 of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Do you want to live a happy and healthy barefoot lifestyle? Join Barefoot is Legal Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to learn your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. There are no laws against bare feet in public, and we are here to dispel the myths and empower you to stand up for your rights. Join full-time barefooter and victims legal advocate Nick Pierce on Freedomizer Radio or the Barefoot is Legal radio show Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific. And check out barefootislegal.org.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Hello, everybody. Back again. And you know, I've rolled through a lot more on this program than I realized, because he started at 3 o'clock, and it's now 4:22. Holy Toledo. Holy Toledo. That means that I've only got 8 minutes left here. I was actually just now going to my Kindle, and I was going to read you a complete short story by Seabury Quinn, who has The Horror on the Links, The Complete Tales of, what's the guy's name anyway? What's the guy's name? Justin, here we go, Justin de Grand, Jules de Grand, Jules de Granden, who is a Parisian detective, very intelligent guy, went to the Sorbonne and everything, and he's linked up with an American doctor in the state of New Jersey. It's kind of a real, you know, takeoff on the Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Watson kind of thing. I've been reading these stories off and on now for the last, 3 weeks or something, or maybe the month. And also earlier this year, I was reading stories from Lord Dunsany's collected works, and from the Arthur Machen megapack of 25 classic works. There's also H.P. Lovecraft's complete works, and some of those, of course, are of interest. I've been debating whether to go into something like a serial killer encyclopedia. That would be a little bit negative to some extent. I also went through a book called Passion for Books. Passion for Books, which has to do with many little essays, you know, essays and stories and features that have to do with books and book collecting, rare books, all that stuff, evaluating books, buying collections, people in the news who are book collectors, or the bibliomaniacs and totally did really stupid things having to do with books, such as stealing hundreds and thousands of books from libraries and stuff like that. So Orson Scott Card, let me see, Fluency, Compton's book, Mistletoe Mischief, The Rowan Tree, The Ghosts of the Crescent Theater. What the heck is that about, huh? Gulf Coast Paranormals, The Ghosts of the Crescent Theater. It's a book. Could be fun. Beneath a Scarlet Sky, Little Boy Lost. Well, that happens a lot out there. Santa Took Them is the next book. Arisen. Angela Merchmont's Mysteries, The Survivor Chronicles, Cryocosm, Corsets and Codpieces. Well, that sounds unusual, doesn't it? Corsets and Codpieces. And this and that, Holy Madness, A City Dreaming, 7 years into that, Algernon Blackwood. I've read about 59% of this huge book of Algernon Blackwood's collected works, including The Willows, which is the adventure story on the Danube, I guess, huh? The Danube River as it flows through Slovakia and places like that, hey? And so that's a good one. And another one called The Wendigo, but I'm not sure if I ever actually read The Wendigo to you. I may not have. Here's one called J.R.R. Tolkien, author of the something, author of the century. So anyway, so there's plenty of books. We can go back here and find some more good titles. And I would like to invite you, my friendly listener out there, and I know there must be some listeners out there somewhere, although it's hard to tell sometimes. I would love for you to go to one of my sites, such as www.edaugusts.com, or better yet, www.edaugustsbooks.com, and you'll see that there are pages galore in there that have to do with, okay, first, my books that are available at lulu.com, which is a POD, a print-on-demand publishing house that ships books nationally and internationally, usually about 3 to 5 days, you know, after payment is made. They make the book and they send it to you, and it's in new condition. Nobody has touched it. Nobody has seen it until it gets in your hands. Then I also have 4 or 5 books from Amazon Kindle, which are e-books, and the e-books I'm very proud of. They include things like planetary combinations and astrology charts, which I did in either 2012 or 2013. And they are looking at combinations as you see them in famous charts, notorious charts, charts from around the world and through the last couple of hundred years, you know, famous people of all kinds. So, keep that in mind. I'd love for you to have a look at this. And if any of you want readings, I mean like a psychic reading or an astrology chart, you can look at that at www.edaugusts.com. Follow me also on Twitter, Ed Augusts. Twitter/EdAugusts. And I'm on Facebook, at least for now I am. I don't like a lot of the stuff that Facebook's been doing lately. In Twitter, I have about 1,900 plus followers. So join me on Twitter. With 1,900 followers, those tweets go across the screen like nobody's business. And unfortunately, it's hard for me to follow everything that's going on every day. And yet, that's where I tweet my stuff. I'm also on Steemit right now. Ed Augusts on Steemit, Steemit. Remember, go to Steemit because, you know, when you're in Steemit and you post something to Steemit, to your Steemit account, you can make money. If people like it, you know, they are going to be able to make money with it. So I'm given the word here of 90 seconds. 90 seconds, so, you know, I'm just going to play a little song. So I'll see you soon, huh? I'll see you soon. Boom, 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 boom. You know I can be found sitting all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. If and I made you mad about something I might have said, please forget the past. My future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know that I want you to say. Don't
be cruel
to a heart that's true.
Hey, friends,
don't
thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel
cruel to a heart that's